Finance and Economics.
Foreign Exchange. Dropping anchor. China's currency is not as influential as once imagined.
Chinese officials seem pleased with the yuan's recent progress as a global currency. The international monetary system is diversifying at an accelerating pace, said Pan Gongchun, the governor of China's central bank, in March. The yuan has become the fourth most active currency in global payments, he noted. In trade finance, it now ranks third. And according to the central bank's data, about half of China's transactions with the rest of the world for financial assets as well as goods are now settled in yuan. Despite these gains, the yuan's global position still looks modest compared with past expectations. In the wake of the financial crisis of 2007-09, it was easy to imagine a bigger role. In 2008, Fred Hu, then of Goldman Sachs, predicted the yuan would account for 15-20% of foreign exchange reserves by 2020. More memorably, Super Sad True Love Story, a novel written by Gary Steingart and published in 2010, imagined a dystopian future in which a tottering America had pegged the crumpled dollar to the mighty yuan. Statistical studies from that era also documented the Chinese currency's growing significance. In 2012, several researchers at the Peterson Institute for International Economics, a think tank in Washington, identified an emerging yuan bloc in East Asia. Thanks to tight trade links within the region, many of East Asia's other currencies had begun to shadow the yuan more closely than they did the dollar. Whether by accident or design, they behaved as if they were pegged to an implicit currency basket in which the weight of the yuan averaged about 50%. There were some subsequent twists in the story, however. China's currency peaked against the dollar in 2014. It has since weakened by more than 16%. A mismanaged devaluation of the currency in 2015 prompted massive capital outflows. The upheaval made the yuan a less reliable anchor. It also meant that capital controls were not removed, as Goldman Sachs's Mr. Hu had assumed, but tightened. Despite this turmoil, the yuan was included in the IMF's basket of usable reserve currencies in 2016, but its share of global foreign currency reserves remains far short of expectations. Indeed, it shows signs of stalling out, according to a recent update by Serkan Arslanalp and Kima Simpson-Bell of the IMF, together with Barry Eichengreen of the University of California, Berkeley. The yuan's share was just 2.3% at the end of last year, according to the latest IMF data, down from a peak of 2.8% in the first quarter of 2022. Thanks to that decline, the yuan has dropped back behind the Canadian dollar in the pecking order, now ranks 6. The yuan bloc also remains hollow. The Peterson Institute studies were agnostic about whether East Asian currencies moved in sympathy with the yuan because they were deliberately tracking it, or because China and its neighbors were all responding to the same shocks. More recent research suggests the shocks mattered more. For example, a new paper by Kari Heimonen of the University of Jyväskylä and Risto Ronko of Tampere University, both in Finland, finds no evidence that the yuan is an anchor for other currencies. The two authors recalculate its influence after adjusting for global financial jitters and movements in commodity prices. With these controls in place, they find that yuan's weight in the determination of East Asian currencies' exchange rates averaged just 9% between 2010 and 2018. The yuan may one day live up to the global role once envisaged for it. It may one day even rival the American dollar, but first it must eclipse the Canadian one.